Right, the sense I got was from Isaiah 32, 17 to 20. The fruit of God's righteousness is peace. Its effect will be quietness and confidence forever. My people will live in peaceful dwelling places, in secure homes, in undisturbed places of rest. Their hail flattens the forest, and the city is leveled completely. How blessed you will be, sowing your seed by every stream, and letting your cattle and donkeys range free. The sense I got was very much the Lord saying, if we allow God's fruit of righteousness to permeate right through this, he will give us peace, despite all the storms that might be ranging in and around us. Amen.
A similar word to the word that Ben gave us. This is from Mark's Gospel, chapter 4. With the coming of evening, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us cross over to the other side." And leaving the crowd behind them, they took him just as he was in the boat, and there were other boats with him. And then it began to blow a gale, and the waves were breaking into the boat so that it was almost swamped. But he was in the stern, and his head was on a cushion, asleep. They woke him, and they said to him, "Master, do you not care? We are going to drown." And he woke up and he rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Quiet now, be calm." And the wind dropped and all was calm again. And then he said to them, "Why are you so frightened? How is it that you have no faith?" And they were filled with awe and said to one another, "Who can this be? Even the wind and the sea obey him." And brothers and sisters, it just needed one person in that boat to say, "Courage, he is with us." To say, "Do not fear, because Jesus is with us. Do not lose your hope, for Jesus is with us." But there was no one in that boat who was able to say that. But we are in that boat, and the Lord says to us, speak those words to each other. Speak those words of courage, and do not be afraid, and hope to one another. Show grace and mercy to one another. Esteem each other. Help each other. Bear with one another in Jesus Christ. Because if you strive to be like this, without any doubt, the Lord who is in the boat is in our midst. And he is like a mighty fortress. He is like a tower impregnable against all adversaries, persecutions, and the deceits of the devil. So brothers and sisters, the Lord encourages us today to continue with what we've started. Amen.
As we were worshiping, a verse came to mind from John chapter 14, verse 8. Philip says to Jesus, "Lord, show us the Father, and we shall be satisfied." And I felt the Lord wanted to say to us today, perhaps for many of us, we have a lot on our minds, and rightly so. Perhaps we have a lot of questions we want to bring to Jesus, but that he's inviting us, like Philip did, to ask this, to ask, "Lord, show us the Father." That's the first question. That's the most important question. He wants to show us the Father. He wants to show us himself. Amen.
It's from Luke 11. "And I tell you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it will be opened. What father among you, if his son asks for a fish, will instead of a fish give him a serpent? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? How much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" The sense I had was simple. The Lord wants to remind us of his character, of who he is. He's a Father who wants to give us his Spirit, and he's simply telling us, ask for the Holy Spirit, and I will give it to you. I want to give it to you. Ask, and I will give you the Spirit.
one more word, one more theme and one more word, if you don't mind, brothers and sisters, before we return to a final time of worship. In the Old Testament, there were various forms of offerings, and there was something called a grain offering, which was largely a worship offering. And the instructions are, no grain offerings that you bring to the Lord shall be made with leaven, for you shall burn no leaven nor any honey as a food offering to the Lord. As an offering of first fruits, you may bring them to the Lord, but they shall not be offered on the altar for a pleasing aroma. You shall season all your grain offerings with salt. You shall not let the salt of the covenant with your God be missing from your grain offerings, and with all of your offerings you shall offer salt. And that's echoed in 1 Corinthians 5, verse 8. Let us therefore celebrate the festival, not with the old leaven, the leaven of malice and evil, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. And brothers and sisters, let us just be reflecting on what God has been saying to us in the next short time of worship, that he wants us to really hear his word, to hear his promises, to hear his comfort, to hear his strength, to receive to be able to receive the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit. And our response to all of that wonder is to give grain offerings and thanksgivings with salt and not with leaven. Let's sing a few one or two more songs, and then we'll conclude our time of worship.